Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
This is the Metal Hammer of Doom, and I am your host, the Mandata Reporter, and frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Rattledge. And tonight is the night. It's a beautiful night. Tonight is the night that we review Monster Magnet Mindfucker, brought to you by the great people over at Napalm Records. It dropped March 23rd, 2018. We're finally getting around to it. It finally made the playlist. We're going to give it all to you nice and slow. Nice and slow. In and out. All right. And tonight, we're a two-man band. Our third member, Mr. Robert Cooper, he's working. He's a working man. But that just means the second chair is open for the takeover, and taking over that chair is the disapproving dad. Don't ask him about MoviePass because he'll give you an earful. He's the host of Source Material in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here for the edumacation. Jesse Starcher, how do you do, sir?
Ah, man, oh man. I'm curious as to whether MoviePass has changed their terms of service again, and I just didn't know about it.
It's been 5 minutes. Care.
It has been 5 minutes. Ah, Mark Rattledge, I tell you what, Monster Magnet, man, I have not really given this band a whole lot of listen other than what I've heard on the radio. So tonight will be an interesting experience as I get to talk this album as being my first introduction to a full album from Monster Magnet.
You said I'll tell you what, and I thought you were going to say that you wagged your butt.
Nope, that's not me. That's the tailless dog that apparently... Where the hell did you hear that at, by the way?
That you wagged your butt?
Not that I wagged my butt, but you provided that as a song one time, and I cannot fathom where you possibly ran into that song at some point in your life.
I YouTubed Corgi Butts.
Okay, all right. Well, then, moving on.
Everything is on YouTube, including all the things that used to give me nightmares. But we'll
nothing.
Talk about
that later. No kidding. That's tomorrow.
The Nightmare Factory. All right. In all seriousness, folks, we're going to cut down on the nonsense tonight and just get right to the chicanery, as it were. Did I ever tell you the story about how we used to talk about like wrestling pay-per-views to everyone take a drink? And you know, it would be we would guess how many minutes the main event match was going to go, but then how much after match nonsense was going to happen. And so we were like, 10 minutes of wrestling, 20 minutes of chicanery, 5 minutes of wrestling, 15 minutes of tomfoolery.
And sounds much like our show here tonight, or on most nights.
Yeah. And so my friends really did use the word tomfoolery. And I remember
chicanery's pretty rare. I don't hear that one too often.
And I remember one of my friends, Jupac, as a matter of fact, was not aware of this bit we were doing, and asked in earnest, sincerely, "Who's tomfoolery?"
He's the newest member of the NWO.
Well, tomfoolery, he's in the New Age Outlaws. He's the one doing the crazy dance.
Oh, that's great.
Yep, it's Mr. S and tomfoolery. and like you said, he wasn't a dummy. He just didn't know that was a real word and thought we were like talking about a dude.
Sometimes you miss those things. Those things can completely take you by surprise, and you learn something new. Boy, did you guys give him a hard time after that?
For years.
Of course.
You know how in a lot of our shows now, whether or not people get the reference, we just will randomly ask, "When's Peter Rabbit?"
Oh, yeah. I should have known better. I should have known better, considering we got, "Hey, wash your pig," or whatever the hell it is that keeps coming up.
"Hey, your pig is filthy."
I just should have known the answer to that.
My favorite thing is you going, "Hey, shout out to you, guy." All right. Enough of the Tom.
Chicanery.
Enough of the tomfoolery. Enough of the silliness. Enough of the nonsense. So yeah, all I really was aware of by Monster Magnet was Space Lord Mother, and I never really gave Monster Magnet enough of a chance. They weren't, at least when I was aware of them, and apparently they've put out like 100 albums since then. They weren't like heavy enough. They weren't Pantera, basically, and so I never really gave them much of a chance. Now I'm much older, I'm much wiser, I'm much more patient, much more accepting of non-thrashy type music. And I have to say, I gave this mindfucker a listen today, and it ain't half bad. It ain't half good neither, but it ain't half bad. And I'm excited to talk about it. So, you had mentioned before you were not tremendously familiar with the Magnet, yeah?
No, sir. I can remember, I've mentioned 103.1 The Bear quite a few times down here. I think a lot of times I remember listening to the radio in the late 90s, early 2000s. You get married, you don't have a whole lot of money to go on. So the entertainment around our house was usually my buddy would come over, we'd play Magic the Gathering, nerd. And we would crank the radio. I beat you to it. See, if I do it, it doesn't hurt as bad. We would turn on the radio, and I'd listen to The Bear, and they would play some of the stuff that was coming out. And we did our Metal Hammer of Doom extras and found out that came out, I think it was 98, which was Space Lord. And, man, I was like, yeah, that feels about right. That's about when I was – just after I got married and listened to the radio a lot. But I didn't go back and grab anything from these guys. I was more into – this was probably when I really started kind of getting into Disturbed, Alice in Chains. They kind of fit the bill there. I think these guys are billed as like stoner rock a little bit. Definitely hard rock, as we're going to hear. But I didn't put them in the same league as Clutch. I thought Clutch was more stoner rock than these guys compared to what I heard. It is what it is. It's just something I never got around to listening to and grabbing a whole lot from Monster Magnet. And we're at 11 albums now. So my curiosity has peaked when we heard with the title of the album called Mindfucker. Just what am I getting into?
Well, we all know that it's Ronnie Adams' favorite band. And favorite
that's
album.
Right. That's right. When you get the goat penis, you get a mind fucker.
Indeed. All right.
One leads to the other.
Let's get into this. Let's get into this album here. We're going to go ahead and play the first track. This is Rocket Freak. right. She's a rocket freak. She's a rocket queen. Here I am, your rocket queen. Oh, yeah.
That's Guns N' Roses, right?
That's Guns N' Roses, yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. Rocket freak, man. It's funny because it's a song about a girl, I think. He's talking about a lady here. It's a hard rocking tune. What do you think of it?
Oh, it's definitely a hard rocking tune. I liked it a lot, actually. I just saw your post.
It's out there. I assume it's a comedy album because there was a.
I need to send this to Jukebox now. See if he remembers.
I almost posted it on your wall, but I was like, oh, Jukebox might see it, and I don't want to offend the guy. I don't want to make him feel bad. He's coming up on podcasts now.
I actually don't think Jukebox has a Facebook page anymore. The little bit that we chat these days, because he's still up in New York, and, you know, he's busy with his life of his own. Okay, somebody just posted the Rotten Tomatoes, surprise, Avengers 4 has received an unexpected title, Avengers Tokyo Drift.
Okay, well,
and I need to put this down. stop distracting me with your tomfoolery, Jesse.
Look at that booty.
Anyway, what?
That's the name of the album. That's, I believe it's called Look at That Booty. So right. I don't know if he's a rapper, because the first song off of the album here, Music Comedy, is Knights of White Rappin'.
So, great.
I might just have to give this guy a listen just to see at some point what in the world tomfoolery is all about.
Maybe we'll have to cover it here on the Metal Hammer of Doom. All right. Anyway, it was pretty straightforward rockin' tune. It was a good one to start off with. It captures your attention. It's a lot of high energy. I don't really have much more to say about it. And I will tell you this. I enjoyed this album. I'm just going to give away my final thoughts right now. I enjoyed this album, but only one song really stood out to me. And it's the very last song on the album. But we'll talk about that when we get there. Do you any other insights lyrically into this song? Did you figure out what grade level this was written at? Because I'm going to guess third.
I did not shove any lyrics into the old lyrical word count. But I can tell you this much. If you listen to this guy and listen to, I think his name's Dave Windorf. Excuse me. Dave Windorf. If you listen to his lyrics, I mean, he writes some stuff that's out there but can paint a picture.
Oh gosh, if we learned anything from his videos.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh my gosh, fucking Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Jeez.
That was that the one where they were like, you know, where their asteroid was a mess and mom was like, come on, clean your damn asteroid.
Exactly.
This asteroid is a pig pen.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll talk a few more. There's a couple songs on here I'll talk about the lyrics, but as for Rocket Freak, it felt like they were like, okay, we got to pick out the best song that's a real energizing jump off. Let's rock and roll here. This is what you're going to get off of this album, and they did a good job. I think Rocket Freak is probably one of the more I would say hard rock and roll type songs we have on here.
Indeed, well said. Well said. All right, let's go ahead and listen to track number two. This is Soul Man. Da, 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 da. No, it's just Soul.
I'm getting lame. I got soul.
We got soul.
I got soul.
All right, you know what? Upon second listen, that one stands out. That one was a groovy tune. That one's got the groove that make your booty move. It's the electric groove.
They haven't let up off the gas.
No.
You know, song two, we're going into it. It's, again, it's heavy. It's definitely something that will it stands up to track one. And, again, these guys are known for having some great guitars. And some crazy lyrics. I enjoyed it. I can't say that it's anything that made me. I didn't want to turn the song off. That's a key factor. When I'm getting into a brand new band, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to be like, okay, I wasn't sure about Monster Magnet. And you know, I was perfectly entertained by Soul. I liked it. You want to know what Dave has to say? Dave Windorf has to say about this album.
What does Dave Windorf have to say about this album?
Overdrive-mag, combine those two, .com. The first thing you're going to want to know is why such a dumb title, such as Mindfucker, which is the next song coming up here, but he's talking about the album itself. Why such a dumb title? Number one, I can't go my whole life without calling one record Mindfucker. I'd be shirking my responsibility as a rocker. Plus, the way things are going these days, stupid is the new smart. Yeah, things are that fucked up. The people who understand my not-so-subtle reasoning here will get it. How many people will that be? I don't know. Now, there has been talk on some of the review sites about politics. Did you get that at all from any of the thing that you've heard through this album?
No.
Me either. I'm right there with you. And there may be one reference, which I think is in that last song that you like, where he mentions something about a rebel flag. And he's not a proponent of it. He's just talking about somebody who's flying this flag, like General Custer's Last Stand or some shit. But anyway, the rest of the album does not come off to me as like it's something, some kind of super political statement. But I've seen some review sites talk about the politics that have been involved. I think it's pretty light, in my opinion, when it comes to this. It's more just about rock and roll. So, anyway.
I don't know. Whenever I think about this album, it actually reminds me of a kid I went to school with who the one quality about this kid that truly rung out to me and is memorable all these years later was that he wore a T-shirt fairly often that said Mindfunk.
Okay, what is that a reference to? Any idea?
Mindfunk is a band.
Okay, all right. I had a feeling.
And the T-shirt.
Question: did the man have a chain connected to his wallet?
We all did back in the 90s, Jesse. We all did.
Just checking.
But he was specifically referencing the 1991 epic release Mindfunk. That was the. If I remember correctly, that was the album cover that was on this T-shirt that he wore fairly regularly. And no one I knew what the fuck Mindfunk was. And he was so proud of himself that he had like this obscure band T-shirt. Because back then, that was the game. It was to wear the T-shirt of the most obscure band you could find. Now, I didn't know that there would someday be a band called Goat Penis. But if there was, that would have been the band that I would have worn.
Oh, yeah, that would have been... You've been kicked out of school, and you're like, it's right. My shirt, man!
Right. I would have had to go to Ronnie Adams and borrow his goat penis T-shirt. That poor guy's not even here to defend himself.
He never is. I mean, it's rare. Not on the Metal Hammer of Doom, you are not safe, Ronnie Adams.
So I had to punish Jonas tonight.
Oh, no.
It was time for bed, and his sister turned off his television, so he punched her.
Ah, like in the face?
No, I think he, like, punched her in the arm or the leg.
Okay, all right. Still, a punch is a punch.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be punching.
Yeah, it's one thing to horseplay with me. It's another thing to punch your sister because you don't like what she did, and all she did was what we asked her to do, which was turn the TV off. So, what do you think I did?
Tell me you didn't punch this kid.
No, of course not. What do you... Jesus!
Let me show you how that feels, son.
No, I don't believe... As much as I like to horseplay with him... And I've definitely, like, had to, like, hold him down and get him, like, to calm down at times. like physically restrain him. No, I don't believe in using corporal punishment as such.
Yeah, then you jackhammered him.
And then I jackhammered him. Fucking F5, baby. F5 around the house.
All right, tell me what sensible punishment did you do?
I took the TV away for a week.
Ooh, did you like pick it up and leave? Or is it still there? You just took the remote.
Took the remotes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's not turning the TVs on without the remotes.
And you have not got to the level where I came home one night and saw Kira's TV sitting on the kitchen table.
Oh, I'm like, my goodness.
What the hell happened here?
Dude, hang on. I got to hear the story here.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm sure her and her mom got into it about something, and she wouldn't stop. It almost came to that tonight, but Kira thinks she's funny when she's not, and when she's told to stop, she continues. And then when you say, hey, you better stop that or you're going to lose your TV, and you continue your bullshit, guess what? You're going to lose your TV. And I came home, and the TV was on the kitchen table. I'm like, what happened here? And he's like, well, I told her to stop. I was like, okay, all right.
Is she just trying to be a comedian, and it's like, all right, you're not funny, knock it off, or is she back-talking?
Don't know how. Here's the thing, Mark. You're a parent. When you say something and you say, okay, that's enough.
Sure.
That's it. Stop. Right.
I've been there many times with Jonas.
Yeah. Now, I understand the difference between joking and, you know, kidding around. But if your parents have had enough of your shit, guess what? You need to stop giving the shit. So I'm most likely she was probably giving her mom a hard time and she wasn't listening. When you don't listen, those are the consequences.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what it was. I just know that I had to deal with, can I have my TV back now? 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 And it's like, nope, keep asking, and you're not going to get it tomorrow either. So, but yes, that was the 13-year-old that got in trouble. And let me tell you, the kids, the younger ones, man, don't get the – we've had the Xbox discussion. It's fun to be able to say, okay, hey, you're not going to play your Xbox, but it's, my gosh, it's torture hearing them cry at coming home and not being able to do what they want to do. They got to play their Xbox. Nope, I'm sorry, you're grounded from it today. And then, boom, on the floor. I'm like, get up, kid.
I think it was yesterday. We all had dinner on the couch, and we watched an episode of Kids MasterChef, and Jonas was like, I'm bored, I don't want to watch this. All right, fuck you. Go. No one cares what you want. You know, the family is watching MasterChef. Lily's into it, we're into it, we're all having dinner together. He's like, well, I'm bored, I don't want to do this. Great.
Go find something else.
Then go in your room and go watch TV. Well, I don't want to be alone. Well, I guess you're up against it, aren't you? You're in a pickle.
Gotta make a decision, don't you?
Because we're not giving you your way, asshole.
Dude, fucking I'm bored is like the biggest kid cop out ever.
It's awful. I don't know what's worse, my legs hurt or I'm bored, that make me want to punch a nurse practitioner in the face. No one else is going to get that, but Jesse does.
That's wonderful.
All right. Hey, your pig is filthy. Shout out to you, guy.
What if you punched a nurse practitioner? What medication would you prescribe to take care of the pain?
Oh, for the anxiety, I might want to. Well, it depends. Is she in jail or not? Because if she's not in jail, I could prescribe her Xanax. Wait, I can't prescribe her anything. I'm not a medical professional. I'm a stupid social worker. All right,
there's the rub. Okay,
there we are. All right, speaking of stupid social workers, let's go ahead and play our next track here, right here in our shoe. This is our title track. This is Mindfucker.
Yeah. You're a mind fucker, baby. And you're going to fuck that mind, right? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. This is the one that I had no idea would become an earworm for me. The thing that got stuck in my head.
Were you walking around, you know, in the dark?
Of your, you're of a mind fucker, baby.
Jesse! This is the place of business.
Oh, sorry. Just getting ready for the review. Yeah, it is something that took me by surprise at how it got into my head and just kind of stuck there.
Did it fuck your mind?
Mind fucker. Yeah. I would say that we covered this one. I think this was, I don't know if they released another one as a single or not, but we talked about this video, which the video, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, leaves a little bit to be desired, considering it's just them playing the song over the volcanoes in Hawaii, apparently, that are currently going on. It's just fire. That's all it is. But still, it's hard rock at its best. You
as
know,
I
it's,
as they said on the Metal Hammer of Doom Extra, it's Monster Magnet playing atop of Mount Doom.
Yep. There goes Frodo. So yeah, I mean, it's all right. I didn't really have much anything other than it's probably the reason why they picked this off of here. It's, you know, it's the one that sticks out, the one that stands out as most memorable, probably. And for crying out loud, you mean if you got an album called Mindfucker, you might as well release the song called Mindfucker. If you're apparently Windorf here, that's your logic and rationale. I will say that there are some guitar elements in this song where when the guitars get the chance to shine in this song and on this album, I'm really impressed at some of the stuff they do. I honestly don't think they don't get enough time to shine sometimes. I'd like to hear more.
Tell me more. Was it love at first sight? Tell me more. Did she put up a fight?
We're back into Grease again. Fucking Grease 2.
Oh my god. I was talking to somebody at work today and I was like, so true or false, Grease 2, worst movie ever. She's like, true. And I'm like, okay, we can still be friends.
Correct you are.
I don't want to hear from people who think Grease 2 was a good movie. I'm not
they're
saying
on, they're on YouTube apparently. Go check out some of them comments.
Ugh. I 20 dislikes. All right. when I'm at work, you know, and we're talking, you know, I like to remind people that I'm awesome. You know, I'm just the best to work with.
Sure.
That's true. That's what I tell them. But what I don't tell them is the title of our next track. This, of course, is I'm God.
Wake up, kids. You were smoking in bed. Set the house on fire again. It's like you wanna be dead. Truth to tell, I don't dig your sound. And it could be time to shut the whole thing down.
Just what I can't do. Hey, I'm God.
one of our longer tracks of the evening, clocking in at 6 minutes and 16 seconds. I'm God. You know, again, all of it's been good. All of it's been solid. Souls stuck out, I think, of the first four tracks for me. But your mileage may vary. But I think all of them have been solid, hard rock tracks. I agree with you, though. I don't know if I would go as far as to call it stoner rock.
Yeah. Yeah, this particular album itself feels more... I mean, there are rock and roll elements all over the place, for sure, but you'll see as we get to a couple of these songs toward the end, it almost feels like there's punk influence in here. I remember one specific song, I think it's like second or third from the end. And you know, it's... Remember how we talked about The Sword being a band out of time?
Yes.
These guys kind of have that going for them, I think, as well. There's just something that feels throwback to me in regards to... There's, you know, elements of the heavy stuff for sure, but, I mean, if you... One of the reviews I read tonight was from Classic Rock Revisited, who reviewed this album. So they have an appeal to that kind of sound, in my opinion. Now, I want to talk about I'm God, which is possibly my favorite track off this album, just because of the subject of the song itself. I wrote down here, Windorf's lyric writing is very entertaining sometimes, and this one is fun, as he is speaking as the Almighty, thinking about ending humanity, as it has apparently been turning to shit. So, I mean, throughout the whole song, he's referencing about how, you know, God's looking down upon his creation. He's just like, what the fuck are you guys doing? What did you do? What have you done? And he's thinking about the end times, you know. He's thinking about just, he's just like, you know what, I'm out of here. Don't be surprised if I just destroy the place.
So long and thanks for all the fish.
Nice try, but I'm afraid not, guys. But I really did enjoy that. I think that was probably one of my favorite parts off this album was his take on God looking down at society and this particular song. It's definitely on the nose with the title I'm God. It's not like you can have a hard time figuring out who's singing the song, but
just thinking everybody is Thanos.
An environmentalist? I don't understand.
Just wanting to end humanity.
No, he's wanting to save resources, man. That's his deal. There's not enough resources.
I can't remember if it was Winfrey or somebody else who started to go on a diatribe about how, like, the math is wrong. Like, all these people who's like, we have to conserve resources by, like, killing everybody in the world. And it's like, well, you know, like, that's not true. Your math is wrong. And every time I hear something like that, it's like, I totally get your point. I get it. I just want to watch the movie.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the other one that said, well, why not just double the resources? Somebody brought that up.
I don't remember like where I heard that recently, but I definitely heard somebody was like, you have the Infinity Gauntlet, you can do anything. Why not just create more resources? It's like, good point.
Yes. Well, hey, Monday morning quarterback, 2020 vision. You know, hey, look, I enjoyed my time at the theater. I hope anybody else that went and saw that movie did the same. So,
all right. This next one is our longest track of the night. Well, you know, we'll play a little less than half, I think. This is Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. No, this Uh-oh. Is this is Drowning.
To blame you for turning my dreams into dust.
but I'm spinning. And it's all because of you. I guess I'll go back on the highway. I keep on searching for light. Some much needed corn in my pocket. And I'll prove that I'm doing all right. But I could get paid 4,000 days and I still would be begging at night. Yeah, I'm crying and it's all because of you. Are there happy endings? Is there a sun up in the sky? Well, it's hard to get excited when I'm getting nothing back. And I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired.
And I'm crying cause I met you. And I'm dying. Anyway, it's a slow song. It kind of took a couple of listens for me to get into it. But it a lot of power behind it, a lot of emotion. I actually really dug it.
Yeah, good bluesy feel to it. It's okay. Long song. It's not my favorite off of here, but it's not horrible in any way. It's decent. I'll tell you again, if you listen to Windorf and how he does his lyrical stylings, his vocals, it's interesting because he's a guy who sounds like, I mean, the opening part of that that song, it sounds like he's just having a conversation with a guy over, you know, over a cup of coffee, and it actually sounds like he's having a conversation. He's very... Man, I don't know. He can be calm and he can be loud and raucous whenever he needs to as well.
It's a raucous caucus.
Raucous caucus, indeed it is. It's voting time, isn't it? Around here, maybe it is.
It's the name of my new band, by the way. It's a raucous caucus. The raucous caucus.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, I it's okay. It's not my favorite off the album, but it'll do. Drowning.
He's nice, but he's too big.
It is to be.
All right. Let's move this party along. This is not election. This is not erection. This is, of course, when you have to jump out of the plane, it's an ejection. Get it? Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for my-
Too fast for love, yeah. Too fast for love, Jesse.
Who is that? Is that Motley Crue?
Maybe.
Shh.
Maybe. Maybe, baby.
Your references need more...
footnotes?
You need more knowledge here. Come on, tell me. What is it?
Too fast for love. I believe that's Motley Crue.
I want to say it is, too. Anyway, is that what you get out of that song? Is that the feel you get?
Kind of.
Motley Crue? One of the reviewers I read, I felt, nailed it, and they said Rolling Stones.
Okay, it is definitely Motley Crue, by the way.
Okay,
I mean, because, like, you know what it was? It's not even, like, the sound of the song reminded me necessarily of Motley Crue, and I could definitely get it. That definitely had a Stones... It definitely had a Stones feeling to it. I think it was just more lyrically, you know, it's kind of that stream of consciousness. Like,
yep.
I hear something, and it just reminds me of something else. So, by the way, you know, I really wish Ronnie was here to yell at me one more time for seeing this movie. But, and so, you know, I saw 50 Shades Freed with my little work wife, right?
Yes. So, I remember that story.
So, Honest Trailers from Screen Junkies... just did an honest trailer for 50 Shades Freed. They've done one for all the movies, you know, the previous two, and so they finally did the one for the third one because, you know, that's on Blu-ray now.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it to her because I thought she would enjoy a good laugh, even though she loves these movies. Just thinks the 50 Shades movies are the best, and. It's the only movie she would deign to see with me is this one because she loves it so much. I thought she would get a good laugh out of Honest Trailers taking the piss out of it. Nope, mm-hmm. I got a text that went, "I'm so mad at you right now. I want a divorce."
Oh, she took it. She took it like, oh man,
so
she took it wrong.
So I came in this morning and I was like, I thought she would enjoy a good laugh. I didn't realize you were going to get so upset. She was like, I don't like anything that I like being made fun of.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, you live in a bubble.
Isn't that sweet?
Like, wow, okay. Like, everything I like gets made fun of. Constantly.
Yes.
It's like, this is the way the world is.
She felt diminished after that.
She did.
She didn't like that. Oh, that's sad. Well, way to go, Mark. Now you got to get a divorce with her. She's upset. You pissed her off.
No, we rebonded over the fact that we hate another person that we work with. So
okay, here you go.
we found our way back to each other.
Yes, you guys finally, or at least made yourselves a happy couple.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, I've learned, you know, just like with my real wife, you know, you learn what their triggers are. And, you know, and if you want a happy marriage, you learn not to continually trigger them. Or you do, because that's even better, you know. It's like, well, I could live with the misery of an angry wife, but it makes me happy, so I'll just keep doing it.
Ugh. Who would torture themselves by doing that?
Oh, I don't know. I can think of a few people who feel the need to torture their wives.
Way to go.
Who is listening to Ansel Elgort?
The fuck is that?
I don't know, but it came up on your Spotify.
What is an Ansel?
Hansel?
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 Hansel and Gretel?
Hansel? Hansel.
Again, guaranteed it's probably my daughter.
Go upstairs and ask
right
her,
now.
Who the fuck is Ansel Elgort, and what is You Can Count on Me?
I'm not going up there.
Call her down.
Just let her be, Mark. Let her listen to her shitty music that screws up my whole fucking algorithm on Spotify.
Oh my god, don't you hate that? Because that
happens.
That happens to me. Like, we all have our own profiles now, so it's not as bad. But there for a while, like on like Hulu and Netflix, whoever was watching it was just fucking up all my shit. My wife's into ER now, and it's like, thankfully she made her own like Hulu profile. It was like, I don't need all these recommendations. I ain't gonna watch this shit. Trying to keep it real up here.
No kidding. You got The Wire, and then you got Curious George. Oh, wait a second. No. That's... No.
Why? Why is Curious George sucking dick for crack? All right. what's he curious about? All righty. Let's move on.
Oh, my.
Oh my. Speaking of Curious George sucking dick for crack, this next song is called it's called Want Some, Get Some, Need Some. That was Want Some by Monster Magnet on the album Mindfucker. What'd you think of that one, Jesse?
This is a song that I would love to have like production notes for when it comes to, well, the lyrics themselves, because I have no fucking clue what's going on here. I mean, dude, just listen to the opening couple here. Well, they call me the son of the Cobra. I'm the one true master of sound.
This is clearly about the Karate Kid.
Okay, and I love to take the ears off punks like you now and beat them into the ground. And then, like, a second part of the song after the chorus, well, I just finished tapping your mother on the deep, dark side of the moon. She rides my, I think it said my lizard in the song, but they put legion. I'm sure it's lizard. She rides my lizard like no other. That demon knows just what to do. Maybe it is legion. I don't know. But regardless, I don't understand what who this person is and what they're talking about in this song. I have no clue.
Well, no, it's very simple what they're talking about. You want me to tell you?
What?
Fucking in the butt, fucking in the butt, fucking in the butt.
It's that simple, huh?
I'm going to have to click the explicit tag tonight, aren't I?
I don't understand how you're getting away with not doing that. I know how you're not getting away with it, but yeah, you, sir, if you had any morals about you, every podcast that features Mark Radulich, including Screaming Boy, is marked explicit. You know better.
Fucking in the butt. Fucking in the butt. Fucking in the butt. Do, 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 do. I don't curse as much on some of the other shows.
Sure. I'll let you have that.
No.
So you're going to tell me that you hold back? You don't consciously hold back. Yeah, you can say I don't curse as much. Or what are we talking? A difference of like 10 to 11 curses versus like 12 and 13 on another one?
I feel like you're judging me.
I feel like you're full of shit.
Well, no. I think, damn you, Hollywood, I tend to stick strictly to the material, and so you know, and Robert doesn't curse, so I tend to not curse as much.
That's true.
Sean and me can get. You should have heard last night's Battleship. Have you ever seen the movie Battleship?
No, I have not.
So my contention is that the reason the movie happens the way that it does is because the aliens that attack the Earth are actually from the Alabama part of space.
Okay.
They're redneck aliens, you see.
Oh boy.
And that's why they crashed onto the planet and, you know, the things occurred in the movie that they did.
Nice.
Yep, that was my argument.
Good theory.
Thank you. All right, and if you believe that, then you, too, are brainwashed. We'll be right back.
day. Lately got the feeling that my mind's been ripped away. My face ain't in the mirror, and I can't hardly think. I saw the boys upstairs, I'm putting something in my drink. I've been stalked, I've been fished, I've been brainwashed. No, this ain't me. I've been gassed, I've been ripped off.
You know, one of the, I don't know if you'll get this or not, how much you know about the singer, but I got a very Jello Biafra vibe from the way he sings on a lot of this album. That song in particular.
There are, I saw, I think it's the next song where I get like Jim Morrison. Is it Jim Morrison? I almost called him John Morrison. Who was the lead singer of the Doors?
Jim Morrison.
Thank goodness.
John Morrison was a wrestler.
He was a wrestler, sir. I don't know much about Jello Biafra, but
don't
I can
know
tell
much
you that
about history
no, or Jello much, Biafra.
Don't know much about biology. Bah, 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 bah.
Do you know much about prescribing medication?
Reference.
So yeah. I mean, I can see where you get that. I can see where you could try and tie this guy's vocal styling into something like that, because I was pulling him from the Doors and how he kind of sounds. This next one we listened to, I think that's the one where I was like, oh man, this, you know, this felt, it felt like a Doors song to me. Would you say that that song had some punk influence into it?
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually going to play a song for you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a song, because I don't think I've ever played Lard for you. You might have heard some Lard on that playlist that I sent you like way back.
Yep. I remember Lard. I remember talking about that. Man, shit, that was like 2 years ago. But yeah, go ahead.
So I'm going to play a song here. I'm gonna play as much as I would play if we were doing the whole album away. This is Mate, Spawn, and Die from The Last Temptation of Reed. This came out in 1990. I want you to think about the way he sang that last song and then listen to him sing this one. All right, so here we go. This is the power of Lard. All right, here we go.
I let that go a little bit longer than I should have because I love that line. You can't throw me to the lions. I'm Charlton Heston.
The 1-900 suck me dry.
I dare you to say that to somebody at work tomorrow.
Fuck no, dude. They have no idea how horrible I am not outside of work, you know. Cuss like a sailor. Nope.
Jesse, I need you to do the PT report.
The TPS report.
I'm going to need you to come in Saturday, do some TPS reports. Well, you can dial 1-900-SUCK-ME-DRY. I'm going to need you to start these meds. No, I'll dial 9-900-SUCK-ME-DRY.
Oh, that's great. Your comparison there, I could see it. You were saying in regards to the vocals, so I definitely can see where you're coming from.
Fantastic. I love that song, by the way. That's got that's got some great lines in it. And I should have turned it off a little bit sooner, but I can't not hear him yell out. Just because it reminds me, because I remember, like, you think I'm bad with the references. I come from a whole group of friends who were just as bad. So we were constantly referencing stuff that people had no idea what the hell we were talking about. And I remember one of my friends just, like, walked into a room and yelled out, "You can't throw me to the lions. I'm Charlton Heston," and walked out again.
Jeez.
It was great.
The whole point is to confuse people.
Yeah.
That's got to be what it is. It's like, what the fuck just happened?
Always keep them on their toes.
I guess so.
All right, we're getting down to the wire here, down in a hole. So let's go ahead and listen to the second to last track of the night. This is All Day Midnight. Night, yeah.
Sure.
That was okay.
It is.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's all right. All right. I don't want to waste any more time here. Neither one of us had a whole lot to say about that last one. This next one is the last track of the album, and it is my favorite track of this entire Mindfucker album. This is the difference between a B+ and an A- for me. This is It's Coming Down. No, that's a Danzig song. This is When the Hammer Comes Down. Well, it took 10 songs, but we finally got to something that sounds really, really stoner rock.
Yeah, we were just about to hit that point. It says, tell me if you're a monkey or tell me if you're a man. You're waving a rag from a pickup truck like it's Custer's Last Stand. Well, you just keep on rocking Alpha from the dumbass side of town. And may I advise you that you cover your eyes because the hammer's coming down.
Bring me Thanos. Sorry. As soon as I played the track and said the line, I was like, wait a minute. I feel like this is about Thor. It's probably not, though. All right. A- for this one. It was, look, an entire album full of solid songs. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll give you that. My problem is that there isn't enough on here for me to go, okay, you know, I want more of this. It isn't something that gets up here. I'm gonna read my review because I'm jumping around here. So a first for me here with Monster Magnet, their 11th album is the first album of theirs that I've fully listened to. We've kind of covered that. Is it a good place to start? From what I understand, it is, and my opinion, I think it is as well. However, I was not overly impressed with the album itself. There really wasn't anything on the album that I felt I needed to share with my fellow metalheads. So I don't know if there's going to be a track that I'm like, oh man, you got to listen to this Monster Magnet track. Nothing jumped up and grabbed me by the sack like Judas Priest's Firepower easily did.
It'll tickle your sack.
Judas Priest's Firepower. I mean, dude, we covered that album, and I'd never listened to a full Judas Priest album. So this is the same situation I was in, and Firepower blew me out the fucking water.
Did it 1-900 suck you dry?
It might have. I don't know. Making it, you know, this didn't make me go, holy shit, what have I been missing? This just felt like a solid rock album. Mindfucker was just there. You know, it was good. It just wasn't anything that really was spectacular. So at the end of the day, Monster Magnet's Mindfucker earns the 12th spot, in my opinion, out of the 15 albums we have reviewed so far this year, right between Leaves Eyes and Morbid Angel. So that's my personal opinion. But I can tell you right now, Mark Radulich, The other reviewers, Metalwani gave it 8.5 out of 10. Blabbermouth gave it 8.5 out of 10. The Obelisk.net said it was it was typical Monster Magnet. They sound like Monster Magnets, so yes, it's what you get. Ghost Cult Mag gave it a 6 out of 10. There's a little bit of criticism there. So, and Cryptic Rock gave it 4.5 out of 5 stars. So, I mean, I think the consensus is going along with you, Mark. It's a good rock album. It isn't something that really stood out to me in my for myself anyway.
Yeah, you know, I think just to kind of close out the discussion and move on to plugs, you know, it's one of those where if one of these songs comes on, like every single song I was bobbing my head to, every single song had a good groove to it, had some swing. You know, it's a solid album. I think the problem for me is that it's serviceable. It doesn't stand out. It doesn't have a genuine quality to it. It sounds like another Monster Magnet album.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's its biggest detriment, is that this is just one where they went into the studio, they did their thing, they came out, and it was a solid effort, and it just kind of goes back into the pile when you're done with it. And you're like, okay, well, we've done that one now.
Yeah, yeah. I can't agree more.
All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and do plugs. Next week, another one from the Ronnie Adams playlist, Dimmu Borgir.
Ronnie Adams' secret, super secret Spotify playlist.
Ronnie Adams' secret stash. So just to finish out the month of May, we got Dimmu Borgir next week, their new album. After that is the new Five Finger Death Punch. And then we close out the month of May with another Star Wars week. We're going to look at the Han Solo comic. We're going to look at Solo, the new movie. And then we clean up the week with Intergalactic Planetary, with the Galactic Empire, their second release. Are you excited about this?
Oh, hell yeah, buddy. I'm ready. Rock and roll.
This is called Episode 2. It's already been released. It's out there if you want to give it a listen to. But I wanted to save it for when the Solo movie came out, because you know it just fits so well together. So that's what we're going to do in the month of May. As far as our other shows this week, we went to go slaughter He-Man. He's a sissy. We made it hurt. we looked at He-Man Thundercats, and we had a discussion over. We had a brief discussion over our toys, what makes good wrestlers, you know, that sort of thing. We put Battleship on trial last night. And tomorrow, people have been like, hey, do more movie commentaries, more movie commentaries. I've been pushing it, man. I'm trying to pull stuff out of the Wayback Machine, find stuff for us to do. It's just, there's plenty of content out there. We just don't have a tremendous amount of time, but... recently we've been having discussion of, you know, Nightmare Fuel from our youth, and I submitted that The Last Unicorn by Rankin and Bass definitely added to my Nightmare Fuel as a kid. So to that I say, Unicorn Haggard! We're going to do it. The entire Last Unicorn movie is on YouTube. We're going to go ahead and watch it, a whole group of us, and then I'm never going to sleep again.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. Well, ladies and gentlemen, go give the Rattlitch in Broadcasting Network Facebook page a like to stay up on top of all the great podcasts that we have to offer. There's something most likely on this network that you would enjoy listening to, whether it be our discussion about comics, our discussion about movies, our discussion about Movie Pass and its shithead of a CEO. there's going to be something on there, so check it out. You can either download, you can subscribe and get all the great content automatically, or you could just go in there, pick a show out that you'd like to listen to. Source material, the comics book podcast, comics book? No, comic book. Comic book. Comic book podcast.
God damn it, Jesse.
Just want to make it through one night of plugs without fucking them up.
Hey, I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night when we do the Last Unicorn commentary, can we do it through Google Hangouts, and then can I depend on you to rip it and post it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can do that real easy.
Cool.
Not a problem. Not a problem. So, yes. Anyway, the comics podcast that I am a part of, Source Material, we're at over 160 episodes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, there's a possibility that you went and saw Avengers Infinity War. Well, I'll tell you right now, there are plenty of comics that we talked about that fall within, include some of the characters that you saw in Infinity War, including the book that the whole movie was based off of, which was Infinity Gauntlet. There's two of them on there. One we did way back when, and one we just recently revisited, the Infinity Gauntlet saga. So you can check that out. And I think that's about it. You can follow me at Stiznarchy on Twitter, at SourceMattCast on Twitter for my own source material. Comics podcast Twitter page. Also, check out the YouTube page where you're going to find a lot of the Metal Hammer of Doom extras. I don't know if anybody was brought to this podcast from any of those, but every once in a while, me and Mark Radulich will kind of sit back and take a look at some of the videos of the upcoming artists that we're going to be talking about. And we just did three videos for Monster Magnet. Was it three? It was three, right? Mm-hmm. And then we did Follow That Bird mashed up with motherfucking Beastie Boys Sabotage. So that's out there on the Source Material YouTube page. You can find that pretty easily. Okay, turn it over to you, Mark. Let's get out of here.
All right. Well, there will be no Metal Hammer of Doom extras this weekend because Mother's Day is the 13th, and I got to go to fucking brunch. So, but
it's fucking brunch.
Fucking brunch. However. We will come back with some Metal Hammer of Doom extras the Sunday before the Five Finger Death Punch, because there's definitely some Five Finger Death Punch videos that I feel like we need to talk about. So get ready for that.
Have you heard the new single, which is Champagne?
I have. I've heard them both.
Oh, fucking. I have things to say. I cannot wait.
Terrific. Okay. Out comes Angry Starcher once again.
Just that one song. The album could probably kick ass, but I really do have problems with Champagne, so.
All right, well, we'll talk all about it. All right, in the meantime, in the green time, in the lean times, this has been the Metal Hammer of Doom for the disapproving dad, Jesse Starcher, for the Metal Coop, Robert Cooper, who could not be with us tonight because he's out there in the working world because he's the working man. I am your mandated reporter and, frankly, I'm mortified, Mr. Mark Radulich. Be well. Be safe and behave.
Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.